Hey, Jen, are we podcasting?
I think we are. Did I just tell a horrible secret about my psyche?
Nope. I often think about my dog and I'll think to myself, what's she doing?
Yeah.
But she's
what's she thinking about?
What's she thinking about right now?
Yeah.
Just having a good time.
I honestly, I'm just, I'll be driving. I'm like, man, what would my life be if I wouldn't have had her in it?
Like, I know. Meanwhile, our kids are like, I have notes.
Yeah.
I've got notes.
I get a text that I packed the wrong shit in the lunch bag.
Yeah. I just get texts that are like, where are you? Like, my whole existence is whether they're picked up. If I'm 5 minutes late,
yep.
They're calling me like I have abandoned them.
Yeah.
And there's like attitude for a while. Like they've been using that 5 minutes that I'm late to just plan on being mad at me.
Yeah. My son's on scenic design at his middle school's musical and it gets done at 6:00. But every night at 5:59, I get a text.
Where are you? I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. Where are you?
Well, you might have to wait for literally 1 minute. I'm like...
Let me ask you this,
and I'm never
Jen.
Late. Like 6:00 is the latest I'm there.
Let me ask you a question.
And sometimes I'm there when I get the text. Yes.
When you were growing up, did you ever have a parent waiting for you in the parking lot? Ever from anything you needed a ride from? Did you ever go outside and like your mom was in the car?
Here's the times I do remember. I would get out of tap class on Tuesday nights when I was about 5, and it was too big of a pain in the ass to go home for the half
hour. Okay, fine.
She should be. But otherwise,
with my mom,
if she
had to drive to Grand Island, although she would go to the Conestoga Mall, and I was like,
yep.
God darn it, she's in freaking Dillard's, and I'm done. And Where are you?
I drop the kids off at music class and I speed on over to TJ Maxx right across the street. I get it. But no, I was mofoing at home. Like you live in a small town. Any stranger
could give me a ride home and I was fine.
Yeah.
Literally anybody that was available.
If you get scared or somebody asks you if you want a ride, then just walk up to the house nearby you. I'm like, that's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
That is a lot of trust.
But also you could in my small ass town and it would be my mom's friend from golf and I'd be like, can I get a ride home?
Mostly you probably could in our town too.
Or I could have just walked my ass the 7 blocks that it was to my house in town. Mile and a half to where it was on a farm.
I know. And at a certain age, if I would have just veered to the right a little bit, I could have walked past my dad's house too.
100%. You had two different locations.
Yeah, I had options.
Probably... One cut off the
other. I could have ran to one of them, but...
Hey, just real quick, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah,
we want to... Also, go to imomsohard.com because we have some new shows.
So many new shows we want you to come to.
And a big one in Nebraska. Quick one to give a big shout out to Nebraska right now.
Yeah.
So we're going home May 8th and May 9th for Toast Nebraska, which is a big wine festival. But right now... Shit. Nebraska, the Western Nebraska is on fire.
Literally on fire.
Literally 450,000 acres of land has been on fire and burning. And like 20,000 head of cattle have been. That's where my family's from. My mom is from Dalton. If you don't know that town, it's 300 people.
Yeah.
My mom had more in her immediate.
Sometimes they're called unincorporated populaces.
Not Dalton, because it's got a bar.
Okay, and a church, probably.
I think it's just those two things.
And a consolidated school somewhere.
Do you remember
nearby.
That picture I showed you? And literally.
Yes!
The picture is just a normal 4x6, and the town fits in the middle of the 4x6 photo. And you can kind of make out what's going on
in the
town.
You can read addresses, kind of. Right. It's pretty crazy.
So small.
But so big prayers and hugs for them.
Yes. My mom's town, Dalton, is in the, and then Scotts Bluff, where Renee and Nolan live.
Yeah. Scotts Bluff has good people and good time people, which is why I spent a lot of time there. Met a lot of college friends from Scotts Bluff.
So we're sending all of our love. Casey is going to find us I think there's a Red Cross donation.
Oh, great.
There's a woman from Alliance that reached out and gave me some information on what people need. But more than anything, we just want to send our love and our prayers to everybody that's dealing with that. Because if it's two people that understand fires, it's the people that have been living in LA. So we get it, and it's terrifying, and we're just rooting for you.
Yeah, lots of love. We're also going to Flint, Michigan very soon.
Oh, yes.
That's our only Michigan show, ladies. So you got to get there. You got to drive. Conveniently located. And we've never been to Kent State, and we're going there.
Yep.
Yep. Like the night before.
Oh, so, is that right?
Yeah. So get your tickets.
It's funny. It's like a new Philadelphia in Ohio, Hawaii or something.
Yeah, Kent State. And I'm like, I thought those were three separate places.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, but they're not. And if you're from there, you know. So come see us. We're having a lot of fun. So now, do you want to talk about Bitches Be Crazy?
Oh my God. We got a lot, you guys. Well, yes.
It is not. It's a trifecta. You know us. We are pro woman. We are pro friendship. We are body positive. We always try to like uplift our gender and at different stages of life, whether you're a 20-year-old woman or you're an 80-year-old woman, we're like, go get them, girl. But sometimes bitches be crazy.
Sometimes they do be crazy.
Sometimes our gender, every family has a cousin or two that you're like, just look away.
Literally, I'm guessing like if you compared the male like amount of crazy to it's probably more than the feet, like
triple to quadruple the difference. But it would not be fun if we didn't bring out some of these conversations.
And also because this is real life and reality TV and TV shows. Everything's like colliding right now, you guys. Yeah. It's like the universe is imploding.
We're gonna showcase three different stories.
Crazy bitches.
Then be going down.
Yeah. And I do have a hot flash for later.
Okay, great.
Too. I think you're really going to like this one too.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, hopefully.
He's going to check.
There's my mom. Nope. You what? Guys. There's
Terry.
There's two things that are going to happen during this podcast. Either my Aunt Lois will call or my mom will call.
Terry.
Or Dewey will call and I'll say, Dad, I can't talk right now. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Just real quick.
Did you hear the one about the? And I'm like, nope. Yeah, so
he'll be like, "No, real quick, I have to tell you this joke.
I have to tell you before this joke."
I'm that way too.
It's offensive in three directions.
Yeah, yeah,
Dad. And then he'll go, "You crazy broads." I'm like, "We got to get off."
I love it. Okay, yeah. Okay, speaking of crazy broads. Okay,
yeah.
So I've always loved Housewives. Pretty much any of the series.
Like I'm a bad cities, friend and whatever. A boring friend because I don't. But I am into this story.
Okay. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I started watching, and one of my favorite Real Housewives is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and it's about Mormons, and it's a totally different kind of housewife, okay? Because it's like, usually what all the housewives are like these sort of aspirational, like beautiful women that are like, the sort of the joke is that they're not housewives. Most of them are like entrepreneurs.
And gorgeous.
Yes.
And you don't think the Mormon wives are like that? They all look like they're 12.
No, they're absolutely gorgeous, 100%. But their way of dealing with conflict and life and everything is very different. Like, there is like this obsession with perfection. It's like built into the Mormon lifestyle. Like, it is like the picture. You just want this like perfect picture. And I can't believe...
There will be kind of... Work against. Yeah.
Let me
perfect picture jumping at the beach with all your kids wearing white.
Look, I'm getting there, man.
Okay,
let me get there because, you know, so many of them, they looked picture perfect when the series started and then everything starts to unfold and you see like what sort of mental gymnastics and like dishonesty it takes to like
be that perfect,
look that perfect.
Of course.
Right? Okay. But it is like Mormons, they want to be perfect. There's like most of them, there's a limited number that are getting into heaven or whatever. So you want to be like as perfect as you can be, have all the kids, do all this stuff. And most of them at this point on that show, at least they're divorced. So flash forward to, I started watching The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Wait, they're not the same?
They are different. Okay.
Well, you know a lot about Mormons.
I do. Well, because I've been watching these shows. I could not. Okay.
You need to get one of like, hey, what's up, Catholic ladies? It'd be boring.
I would say The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is Real Housewives on steroids.
Really?
Yes. Because it all started like kind of like during quarantine times with this one girl named Taylor Frankie Paul.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not who we're talking about today. Right?
That's who we're talking about today. Wait, are you confusing her with the other crazy Mormon that abused her kids?
Children, yes.
Oh. Okay. We could go into too, but.
I think people know about that one, but this one. She's not associated with the franchise of...
No.
But this one we're talking about with the long brown hair.
Long brown hair.
What's her name again?
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Okay, let's talk about her.
Okay. So she started the hashtag mom talk on TikTok.
And they were all...
Yes. And it was her very much like thirst trapping, like body positivity, like weighing 98 pounds, like after she had had like
they all
three
do that
babies
thing where they're
and stuff.
Like yes. shrugging and putting their hand through their hair like
their
oh my
hair
God.
Like perfectly swept and stuff like that. Like kind of really everything we started I Mom So Hard against forever ago, where it was like, wait, but how do you go to the gym 5 times a week?
Are they the trad wives? No.
I think they wanted
kind of be in that
that's
world,
what they wanted it to look like. That they were these perfect Mormon wives. They all had a bunch of kids, beautiful long hair, perfect bodies, doing like these fun little dances and stuff.
They all look they like copy paste.
They don't drink caffeine, but they would have these dirty sodas that looked like a Starbucks.
That was like blows my mind.
Okay.
And there's a place called Swig where you go get those drinks that I think
they have their own line of drinks now too.
Which are fake pretend Starbucks.
Yes. Okay. So here's what they did not pretend it came out. They were all fucking swinging. They called it soft swinging.
What's that mean?
Like, they were all like, well, evidently handies, blowjobs, and not moving it around in there is not, you know, Mormons call it soaking.
That's called boring swinging, dummies. That's called you're not getting anything out of it. You're doing all the work swinging. No thanks.
There's this thing that Mormons do called soaking where you put the penis in the vagina and you can't move, but you can have your friends jump on the bed. It's a real thing. Now, I tell you, I've done some dumb things in my life, but thank God I've never done that with my friends there. Yep, yep. Kristen needs a second.
Hold on.
Yep. This all the mental gymnastics just to mental follow gymnastics. The rules and physical.
Physical gymnastics. So you're just saying I want to do that. So the workaround is, hey, Jen, before you leave, can you bounce the bed real quick?
Yes.
While Colin's...
Yes, because if he uses his physical body for thrusting, that counts as sex.
I just have this image of like, please try not to. Please try not to.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like...
How rated R is this episode already?
Oh my God.
I didn't think it was going
to
be like
everybody
this.
Everybody knew a Catholic who was trying to preserve her virginity and got...
Don't blame
the
Catholics. That is not just Catholic. What? That is also every, like, type... Hi, what are you, Methodist? Like, you need...
We just do it, man. We just do it. Who cares about virginity when you're Methodist? They do this stuff. Like, so certain things don't count as sex. So they would, like, with each other's husbands, and I actually think, I could be wrong about this. Somebody fact check me, please. But I think the husbands did a little bit of kissing and whatnot, too. Yeah. So not shockingly, they get this Hulu show where, you know, there's this huge, like, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives and all of this, like, gets exposed. And then,
but
like,
they weren't doing this on the show, right?
No, but it, like, came out.
Hey.
Yeah, so they had lots of explaining to do. Okay, so the main one, Taylor Frankie Paul, gets divorced from Luke Paul, I think, is her husband. But they have some kids. So she continues doing the same thing. I mean, she has 6 million followers on TikTok.
Holy
her
crap.
Her videos that she does just like, and they're dumb. It's like those ones that we hate where people are like mouthing along to the word, like somebody else's words. But you're like, you know what
I've
I'm talking about?
I've seen a couple of her videos and I'm like, God, her teeth are so white.
Oh, just, she's beautiful.
Listen,
I
just think
beautiful.
She's like a moving mannequin.
So not surprisingly, they get very famous. The women that we're all friends are all fighting now. And she gets divorced, and then, I don't know, forgets she's Mormon or whatever, and then is living with this guy.
Wow, 0 to 60.
With her kids. I know, and I think he had kids too. I believe he's Mormon. And then they have a baby together. Okay. And then they break up. But it's like in the news that there was like police called to the house at some time for their arguments and stuff like that.
This is a ways back.
Yeah. This is a year ago back.
Okay.
Then... she gets on, she's the Bachelorette.
I heard this. This is where I jumped on
the
story.
Everybody's like, wait, what?
Yes.
So she gets on the Bachelorette.
She goes from not being able to like do anything.
I can't have
to
caffeine.
To getting 25 randos.
I can give two handies at once. I cannot have a cup of coffee. I can have multiple children just in every direction. Yeah. And
this body just snaps back.
Well, her body does snap back. I mean, let's really just
does.
Say that.
It really does.
What is she, 27?
I mean, I know.
I think I'd have a very different body now if I had my kids at 22.
And maybe I wouldn't, but probably you got not. A better chance.
100%.
My body looked like I had had babies and I had not.
My body was like, oh, babies? We were preparing for your death. So now we have to really reverse the course of your cells.
Yeah,
so,
everyone's okay. Like, all right, I'm done. We're going to go this far and that's it.
Yeah.
Her body's like, everybody, let's get her back to normal.
Okay. I mean, it's remarkable, honestly. Okay.
So she becomes the Bachelorette, which
and
is...
I was like...
I'm disappointed with the franchise for choosing her, to be honest, a little bit.
You know, I was... Well, here's the deal. I was, too, because I was like... Really, like you can see kind of like what you're getting online. I kind of like I have some problems with Bachelor and Bachelorette, just in the way that it's like this. It's a little ooey, you know.
It's a little ooey,
and I watched a ton.
I have too, but I will say in defense of that show, which is not the hill I'm going to die on. I'm just saying. I am surprised and delighted usually by the number of women that end up being friends with each other. There is a side of it that isn't as corrupt as you think it's going to be. But then, of course, it brings out the worst behavior in women. It brings out the worst behavior in men when they're doing when it's just the Bachelorette.
Right.
Like, you know, you're right. It's ooey in certain directions.
Yeah.
But and for them to get choose down to the this end. Woman who feels already toxic, it's like, oof.
That is.
I mean,
the
listen.
Thing.
I'm not missing like, the season, but
listen. What I love about it is you're like, and even like Golden Bachelor, you're like, here's a person. They're a great catch, and they should have somebody. This person, it sort of felt like she's had multiple
fine.
Chances.
She's been banging the neighborhood.
She can have who she wants to.
Yeah,
we don't really need this for her.
No, like, she it's can like put the word out, and
yes,
she'll get some running back.
So that I didn't like, and then it starts to come out that like maybe this domestic disturbance where the police were called was for her and not for the guy, not for the dude, which I think we're always surprised to hear that women like. Women can be violent and men are really stuck. And a lot of times they don't report that kind of stuff.
Well, also, they don't want to fight back because they know that they're physically more powerful.
100%.
But, you know, can we talk about that video for a second? The video release of...
Yes. So then it comes out.
That this video... And I'm somebody who doesn't really obviously know this person.
Yeah.
But I saw the video. And if you have not seen this video, trigger warning, it's intense. She's, what's her name again? Freaking hell.
Taylor.
Taylor is in a domestic full-blown fight with her boyfriend, baby daddy.
Yeah.
And this guy is recording
In the presence of a five-year-old.
And that's
feet
what killed me.
Away.
She is throwing bar stools. And might I just say, I believe she is physically fit. Because she does work out
five times a week, yeah.
But it's not like a fake workout. Like, she's got muscle behind him.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in my head, I'm looking at a thousand things. I'm like, why is he recording it? How did it go? Like, all the things. But at the end of the day, it's really hard to know that there was tape running before that and tape running after. Because this clip is so incriminating. And it shows she's having this full-blown fight in front of a baby. She hits the baby with the corner of a bar stool. The baby is crying.
Goes to the hospital.
It goes to the hospital. Yeah. The baby goes to the hospital. She can't calm herself down. Now, you could tell me, oh my gosh, this isn't a reaction to abuse and she's having her moment.
It was cheating. It's because
I just don't know.
I went back to all of the, like, not all of them, but a bunch of the TikToks. And she did a couple cute, like, when he cheats and it said something like...
Yeah, she goes crazy.
It's like, shit's going to get thrown. And it's like, how do you not, number one, have any fucking conscience about the fact that you hurt your kid? I would never forgive myself for the rest of my life. Like, I mean...
Well, not only that, it doesn't take a... You know, here's what I'll say as somebody who does fight with her husband. I've never thrown a bar stool yet. I really like my bar stools. So,
yeah. But you know what? You have similar bar stools and they're heavy.
They are, but I think the thing is like marriage is hard. Fights happen between married people. Shit gets broken. Shit gets thrown. what you hope and pray for is that your kids aren't there to see it.
That's one of you's got to have the presence of mind to go.
Right. We shouldn't do this in front of the kids.
I'm putting this child upstairs in bed.
Yeah, because the damage, you do damage when they see that kind of anger. And
yeah.
This didn't look like a new thing. This didn't look like a first time thing. And that's where I'm passing judgment on her is I'm like, and you don't get to be on The Bachelor with behavior like this.
Well, clearly, because they canceled the season. And I think
so fast. They canceled it and it was supposed to be in 5 days. And she went to the Oscars. She went to the Oscars to promote The Bachelorette.
They ABC won it back for me. I was like, why did they have her? And then they canceled it as soon as they saw that. I was like, okay.
Listen to one.
ABC is Disney. They're family, you know? It's like you can't watch that video and be okay with it. And this is what I thought. Here's where I speculate and think I know everything like I do on the Karen Reed podcast that we did.
But we do.
But like, if you are picking up a camera to record it, it is not the first time this has happened.
I know. You know what's coming.
It is because you know what is coming and you are trying to protect yourself, I think. So, I mean, she needs to fucking, bitch, you need to get it together.
Bitch, get it together.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. It takes a lot for us to have this opinion because in no way are we saying that we don't support women fighting back or do we support any kind of abuse from anybody. I don't even look at it as equal, P.S. I don't think it's the same.
No, it's
if a woman slaps a man if a man slaps a woman, I don't. That it's not equal footing.
Nope, it's
and it's not really even equal footing on this because he was still in control. He had a phone. He got everything. He incriminated her. But that kid is who we are really most concerned about. So again, like if you're experiencing domestic violence, we want you to call and get help. That is
Please.
We would be the first two bitches to come to your house.
I'm telling
take you away. And
you
put
pick
you somewhere
up that kid
safe.
And you get in the car and you come to my house. I'm telling you, like
if this were two women, or if it was a woman and a woman, and that woman threw another bar stool at that woman, that one of those people would be going to jail.
Right.
If it was a man and he was throwing bar stools at a woman, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
He would immediately be in prison.
Yeah. There would be no question. But because this person has this persona and because she has a history and she sort of brags about it, she's in deep shit, man. Bitch, you gotta get it together.
Yeah. No, so I'm following it. I think everybody is now because it's like it's this image of perfectionism and like everything looking great and looking perfect. And yes, people get this schadenfreude of like people falling far after they've like achieved a lot. Yeah. But it's like, it is hard to be a mom. I can't imagine what it's like to date as a woman with children. Like it's all got to be impossibly hard. But like, just drop this thing of like everybody's perfect. And
go get better. Go get help. Step away. You've got enough money.
See yourself, man. See yourself.
At some point, you got to...
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm going to go fix shit. I mean, you know, that's all you can hope.
We all love a redemption story too, by the way.
Yeah, but it's going to take her a couple years. She's got to get out of I don't want to hear about your redemption story. I want to see your redemption story. I want you to go do work on yourself and then come back better.
100%.
And I don't know what that looks like with her, but it involves a lot of humility, which takes us to the second part of our bitch, get it together.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jenny.
Here's something that I have recently added to my skincare routine, and you're not going to believe what it is.
I need to know because you are a wizard in this department.
It's a pillowcase.
Oh.
Seriously. I didn't realize how like the fabric that you sleep on can affect hydration and contribute to anti-aging.
Holy.
Yeah. That's why I switched to Blissy Silk pillowcases. I love mine. It is so soft. It is like luxurious. You know how I'm big on bedtime.
Yeah. Well, everything. I'm adding one to my situation. That sounds like next level.
And they have these lovely like sprays like that you can add to them.
Anything that makes my bedtime experience more luxurious. Sign me up.
Blissy pillowcases can help your skin look healthier in just a few weeks by reducing sleep creases, fine lines, and wrinkles, and for people like me, they can help prevent breakouts.
Yes. And the nice thing is it's fully washable. So you don't have to be too precious with it. And it's really easy to take care of. Blissy has over 100 colors and designs, including fun collections like Wicked, Harry Potter, and even Zodiac styles. So we know Jen's getting the one with a Leo on it.
Heck yeah.
Because you're a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/imomsohard. That's Blissy, blissy.com/imomsohard, and use code imomsohard to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you.
Very much wanted to see what that conversation at ABC looked like on canceling The Bachelorette, because that company is run by a lot of bad bitches. It is mostly
women.
And I think they were like, I have a feeling they were like, nope, done. Cause that happened so freaking
fast. I love that they made the decision quickly.
Yep.
And didn't try to change the narrative or the optics.
Yeah.
And didn't listen to like HR PR bullshit. No, they were like, hey man,
we know.
We're going to take it at this face value.
A lot of that like executive tier is all women who have kids too.
Yeah.
So they you know, they're new sympathetic.
Choice.
Yeah.
New choice.
But they're like,
go get, figure out your life. Yeah. New choice.
Yeah.
So who's going to be our next bachelorette?
Oh,
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Next up on our bitch get it together. All right. You guys.
Speaking of
shit.
Pseudo redemption.
Okay. So if you've been under a rock, you did not know that at a Coldplay concert,
oh man,
there were two people canoodling at this concert. They got caught on the kiss cam at a Coldplay concert.
Speaking of like, Schadenfreude,
doing that like thing where like he has his arms around her, and you know how you like swing the music like you're a weirdo,
man,
and you're like, you know, one step from putting hands in each other's pockets, you know, like. And so it cuts to them. It's very famous. Cuts to them. And immediately she turns around and he dips out of frame.
Ducks.
Like a real fucking child. And he dips and she dips. And there's just some assistant left there going. And Chris Martin's like, well, somebody's having an affair.
Yeah, if they would have played it cool, I don't think anybody would have thought anything.
I said this 1,000 times. Had they just frozen and smiled, everybody in the office would have known. Shit would have gone out.
Yeah.
But the fact that they looked so goddamn guilty.
Everybody would have gone, well, there's an average looking couple. It's nice that they hooked
at them.
Up.
Yeah. They're in their 50s. They're living life. They're happy.
Yeah. No, no news there.
Nothing weird.
Yeah.
It certainly wouldn't have gone as globally viral as it did in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to say about that. I'm going to just quick get a couple names right. The woman, her name is Kristen Cabot, okay?
Yep.
Kristen with an I. What's up?
Yeah.
She was recently on Oprah, which I ironically am not pointing my finger at her and saying, bitch, get it together. I am a little bit because you canoodled with your boss. What I'm saying is we as women were not fair to the reaction of this situation.
Yeah.
And it was, let's destroy her and let's forget about him. And that's exactly what happened. Per the advice of some very big people, she decided to go quiet and he decided to go quiet. And so he stepped down as CEO. He was a CEO at a tech company called Astronomer. And she worked for him. So he was her boss. It's a terrible situation.
By the way, a company nobody had ever heard of until this happened.
Right. Astronomer's like, well, thank you, sir. Yeah. But please step down. So he steps down. And again, his name is Andy Byron. So Andy, bye-bye, Byron. He was married. He was in the middle. I think things were not going good. I think they were going well. Sorry. They were amidst divorce. Look, it doesn't matter. They shouldn't have been canoodling. Also, they were on a work thing.
Yeah.
It's just like everybody there must have been like, oh God, I don't want to be a part of it. You know, just it was so weird. So, and he just acted like such a puss about it. Like,
yeah.
So he steps down from this tech company, right? Andy steps down. He's not the tech boss anymore. Meanwhile, she just gets destroyed.
Totally destroyed.
Destroyed by
drudging
women.
Up her past,
like literally going after her children. She's divorced, by the way. So she's like,
well, that's what came out because what people were saying,
she was married, he was married. That's not true.
And they also, she had been, the guy she was married to had been like CEO of another company that I think she had divorced her husband and they got married, something like that. Anyways, that's what the tea was. Everybody was dredging up shit
on
this woman.
Just raked her over the coals, like, you know, scarlet letter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Made her out to be this whore, this homewrecker. They called her all these names online. I'm sure in fun conversations when everybody's having cocktails, we all have shit that we want to say. And we all send memes or videos or whatever, but we forget that at the helm is an actual human being.
Right.
And like, her kids took a huge hit. Mm. And what astonished me...
Can I also add, they're both really fucking rich, and it's really fun to see really rich people have to deal with normal
shit. She's not as rich. She's not as rich as he is.
She is doing well.
But let me tell you, she basically gets fired from the position, obviously. He steps down. He's getting job offers already. Like, within weeks, he's getting job offers to be CEOs at other companies. He has zero fallout. Nobody's talking about him.
She was a consultant
I think an HR person, like head of HR, which is also ironic because it's nothing but HR.
She has seen those films that say no canoodling.
She is going to sign some paperwork.
Yeah.
But what blows my mind, so I did a little bit of a deep dive, and there is all of this psychology behind why when men and women are caught cheating, we tear down the woman, but we don't tear down the man. And it's incredible.
It is
cultural, like, grooming that we've been told that women are the, we are the smart ones. So we would never invite such a situation. Women could never just be caught up in a moment. It's that we are calculating and conniving. We're men are just, they just got away from them.
We're nymphet witches.
Sirens lure
them into our vaginas.
It's
they're powerless.
So much easier to go after the woman. And if you've ever been in a situation where you've been cheated on, it is real hard not to just want to tear out the eyes of the woman and sort of repair what you had with the dude. Because there's something about it that feels like such ultimate rejection that we want to forgive the dude because we want to know that the relationship wasn't a complete and total waste.
Right.
That we were not a complete. So we go after the woman. There's all of this psychology behind
it. Okay.
But ladies, we got to check ourselves. We got to get it together because we went after her, but I think we should be talking strongly about him. Because just like what you said, I don't think this was his first rodeo, if you know what I mean.
So the other thing that Oprah brought out that I thought was very important in the whole thing was, so she was getting a divorce.
Yes.
She was, and she and her ex, or soon-to-be ex, had a really good working co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
So much so that she texts her daughter on her way into the concert and is like, I'm going to Coldplay, you know? Yeah. And she goes, Dad is there too with his date.
Yeah.
So her ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, is also there with a date.
Yes.
Just didn't end up on the kiss cam.
Yeah.
And her big concern was, how are our kids affected by all of this? Like, because it's weird. She's like, it was weird for us to be like on dates.
Yes. But if I'm just looking at both of them being just humans making decisions, you fucked up, y'all. Like you made bad decisions. That's what everybody should be saying. Andy Byron should be sitting next to her on the Oprah show going, I made a bad decision. And she should say, I made a bad decision and own it. And then everybody should be sort of, first of all, none of us should be judging anybody. Like, you know,
right.
Don't listen to our first part of this podcast.
Then doesn't it come down to... No, hey, listen.
We're podcasting.
You cannot talk about reality shows
and not have judgment.
What's the point?
There's no fun in that. I don't want to be diplomatic.
If you don't have a judgment, don't even bother watching them.
Yeah, I normally don't. But I will say, didn't you find her on the Oprah show to be a little bit, I was like, here's another example. She's very polished.
I don't want to hang out with her, no.
No, but I do think sometimes people get away with things more than other people simply if they're charming. And to me, she seemed very, she was very put together and she was very polished and she was very good at sort of saying, well, this happened because of this and this happened because of this. It wasn't like, you know, I had too many Roman Cokes and...
Yeah, just be a human.
Yeah, be a human, own up to it. And then I think people would say, Oh yeah, it's that sucks.
She was going through a hard time.
Your kids took it.
Second divorce. Like she's all she does is work.
And it's not fair that she took the heat.
Yes,
it's not fair. Like he was such a douche.
Like
in the whole thing.
She did was probably break company rules. But other than that, what else did
he
more so? Him more so. That's what I'm saying. Like all of his mistakes were more egregious than hers. Like,
but we're not seeing pictures of him.
No, nope.
We're not talking about his. They attacked her looks, her hair, her kids, her life. We're not doing that with him.
Yeah, we
I don't
should.
Know shit about him. You know,
I'm not saying attack his kids, but I'm saying like, don't just talk about the one of them. No. What kind of PR machine is her budget capable of if she gets on Oprah, man?
She gets because that is the freaking story behind the story, man.
That's
Oprah's
true.
Like.
I'll
yes.
crack this wide open.
And you can tell Oprah's doing a little bit of like, okay, so you went to this concert and she's like handling it. I did feel like she could have been more humble just because I think she's so well educated and polished. It doesn't feel like that thing where you want someone to be like, man, I fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, like I did the thing. But she kind of said, when the camera turned on me, I turned away because I don't like being on camera anyway. I was like, girl, don't die on that hill. That sounds like you're lying. Like,
yeah,
you got busted is what happened.
Right.
I just want to say his name again, Andy Byron.
Okay.
Just want to say
just
that.
Andy
I just
Byron.
Want to Andy Byron
we
it
just
up.
Want you to
so
know
a company,
that
if you're hiring him, you need to rethink
You
that.
Need to own a little bit of this, Andy Byron, a little bit more, because she really, like, but I.
Oh, but his wife was like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was wonderful.
But was that really her?
I don't care. Whoever wrote that PR, I don't care if 25 women hired by her PR firm sitting around a table going, let's have our moment.
Yeah.
I think that should be a monologue.
Yeah. It was pretty incredible.
It was incredible. I was like, every woman that's ever been wronged by a man needs to keep this in their pocket and use it.
I feel like if you're going to that public of a place, then you must be like pretty open about what's going on, right?
I guess you could look at it like that. I think they're cavalier. I think that sometimes people with money and power and influence feel like they're bulletproof
or
and
maybe,
they can do whatever they want and they can't.
Maybe they were like, you meet me there in the skybox because who's going to see us?
Well, what if
it's
they,
like private.
What if they weren't even having an affair? What if they were just, the word on the street is that they weren't, but what if they get there and they're like having 45 drinks and they all of a sudden, girl,
are wrapping their arms around each other.
Girl, I can tell you, I fell in love many a time. At 5 o'clock in the evening, the drinks start, and by 7:30, I'm like, I love you so much.
Well, if it wasn't already there, it was definitely heading in that direction.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
It's like, even if it was already in that, if they were already together, or if it just started in that moment, like, it's still wrong. Does it matter to some in the public eye? I hope so. I don't know if it does because they just got in. Well, she did. He didn't. Andy didn't, but she did.
I wonder why it kept going. Why did it get so big?
Because women came out of nowhere and just wanted to be fucking mad, man. I think it was like a firecracker. They were just like, fuck yes, let's just destroy this woman. It was such salacious. It was like gossip. And you could like speculate and talk about all these things. Look at us now. We have so much to say about it.
I know.
And then, you know, everybody was sending it to each other like, oh my God.
Yeah, because people started doing the research and stuff. But it was just a funny
also,
like,
eat the rich.
Yeah.
Eat the rich.
That and also like, I guess the other thing I didn't think about is that there was like a power inequity that he was like CEO of the company.
Thank you.
Taking advantage perhaps.
Well,
women,
you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Because
might as well do it if it's a good time. No,
listen,
that's
no.
not what
well,
I mean.
Depends
but,
on what we're talking about.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you're a woman, you're put into one category that you're too much of a temptress. And if you're the other one, it's because you're too stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're too smart and you should not have let this happen. Or
right.
You're too stupid and you let this happen. We give women absolutely no grace for being
100%.
A human being.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest downfall. So when I say bitch, get it together, I'm talking about all us women
okay.
that took a stab or a comment or a shitty moment when we weren't switching our gaze over to Andy Byron. Now, if you're on there and you're talking shit about Andy Byron and you're talking shit about Kristen, Okay.
Well, now I feel like I got to go back and talk about, say that I, maybe I don't know enough about the Mormon couple situation. and you know, yeah, no. He cheated and that's not good, but they weren't married.
No, that's a different thing. That is a different thing. And we all know it. We all know that video, we all stepped back and we were like,
So now.
Okay. Okay.
This bitch has got to get it together.
Bitch, you can't get it together because you're going to be looking on the inside, looking out for the rest of your life.
Okay, Kristen.
Yes, Jenny.
You know how weirdly stressful gift giving can be?
I don't know that it's weirdly. I think it is very stressful.
It's stressful because it's like another birthday pops up and you all of a sudden you're like, what am I going to get them? The time's ticking away.
Yes.
The stress. I want it to be something that they really like. And for busy moms, it's just like one more headache.
To think about,
yeah. So here is what fixes that. It's called Pick It Perfect. And it's basically a registry for your whole life and everybody in it.
That's brilliant. So you can like pick out your favorite gifts or things you want and put it on this list.
Yes. So
and then everybody can access it.
100%. Everybody knows what to get you. And you can put all of their information about them
on your.
So you can just refer to it and like find like, oh, here's what my husband's shoe size is. Here's what Kristen's shoe size is. Although I know all of
you
that
know
already.
All of that already.
Yeah. You create a profile and you add the things that actually matter, like your favorite brands, like your coffee order, all of that, your kids' sizes, your wish list. And then like you can even add like a really polite no thanks list for things like you don't
need. Honestly, I know this is a different thing, but that sounds like a gift just getting to do that list. I'm going big on some of them.
It takes just a few minutes to set up. And then when like birthdays, holidays, teacher gifts, whatever roll around, there's no more guessing. So great. And the best part, you're always in control with privacy settings. Share what you want with who you want. And it turns gifting into a calm, confident experience. Okay, so if you're tired of overthinking every single present, go to pickitperfect.com or download the iOS app and set up your profile. That's PICKITPERFECT.com. Pick It Perfect, because the best gifts come from truly knowing someone. Man,
okay, let me.
This combines multiple loves of ours. Not that we like murder. But we are interested.
That's not what it is. We're interested in true crime.
True crime, okay.
Woman in Utah.
No way.
Yep.
Well, here we go, Utah. Actually, we're going to be in Salt Lake City, ladies, so you want to come get tickets to that show.
Just because we're talking about Mormon wives, it's because the Mormon is in the name. We are not disparaging the Mormon faith. We appreciate the Mormon faith. We all have different races and religions, and we all do weird shit. That's just part of it. Okay, so a Utah woman named Corey Richens killed her husband, Eric Richens, in 2022. After his death, she wrote a children's book about grief, and she called it Are You With Me, in order to help her kid cope with his death.
Wow.
They later went on to find that she had committed murder because she slipped 5 times the regular dose of fentanyl into his Moscow mule, and he died.
Okay, I have a lot of questions.
Now
he had a regular dose of fentanyl that went into his Moscow mule?
I don't know. What the fuck? Five times. I don't know.
Okay.
5 times the regular dose of fentanyl. 5 times.
I don't know if there's a regular dose of fentanyl.
That's what I'm saying. I think there is fentanyl,
doctor's. Oh, geez, Louise. Okay.
Oxycodone was originally made and is still used for big pain in a clinical way. And then they don't give that shit to you when you walk out because there's a reason. You're like, well, it feels kind of good. But she got five fentanyl pills.
Shit, that's what we're doing now. Whatever happened to the antifreeze that, you know?
Right, those days are over. But let me just tell you.
Oxalate crystals in his liver would indicate.
You're a private investigator.
Okay. I love
this. You think something's hinky with this woman and that she kills this man.
Okay.
Or that this man dies. They find 5 times the regular amount of fentanyl in his system.
Well, number one, I'm going to know they're married, and I know 99 times out of 100, she probably did it.
And then what's your second look? What's your second look if you are like 99% of murders happen in a married couple?
Money.
Right. So what did she do right before he died?
Took out an insurance policy.
And who signed it?
She signed his
name.
So
what is the first felony?
Forgery?
Fraud.
Fraud. Yep, okay.
You're right on track. Now, I just got goosebumps. I'm like, we're opening a private investigation.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Okay, now you have to prove it. You have to, you know something's up. And what is the first thing you search?
I'm going to find where she got the fentanyl.
Okay.
Her and computer, you do. Her phone. And you do. Okay.
And it's a woman, and she said, can I have five pills? That's what this dumbass went to this woman and said, can I have five pills of fentanyl? And the woman says, okay, sells her the fentanyl. What's the next thing you're going to do? What do you do if you don't know how to make something?
You Google it and research it. And
so what are you going to do? You're going to go look at
Her search history. Okay. Yeah.
And this dumbass didn't erase it.
Dumb.
Okay. I'm going to share with you some of the dumbass things. I should take this off my phone. God, what if this is like, well, I do feel like there's a part of me, this is the only part of me that's like superstitious. I'm like, is this my episode where they come after me and they try to convict me of a crime? Because you know that I'll just say yes, that I did it when I couldn't have been anywhere near the crime scene.
This is what I feel like her search history must have been like. How much are life insurance policies? Okay.
I love this game.
And then the next question is, how do you make a Moscow mule? How much fentanyl to kill someone?
Okay.
Where do I buy fentanyl? And if she was just using that, like, grok for all that, just this.
Okay. What was your first question?
How much does life insurance policy cost?
That's number five. Okay. What's number one? What's the first question?
How to poison somebody.
With
fentanyl.
That's question number one.
Okay.
I'm literally going to, I might orgasm if you get any of these right.
Okay.
You've got three other questions.
More questions? Okay.
One of them's.
Will fentanyl show up in a toxicology?
No.
She's not that smart. Okay.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Did she do like a calculation of body weight or anything to fentanyl?
Nope. Okay. Her next three questions are more.
How long does it take to get insurance money?
Yes. Okay. These are the three other questions she wrote on her search.
Okay.
On her search. This was after he was found dead.
Okay.
These are the five questions. Corey Richens Google searches after she's been convicted, allegedly does not need to be in there. What is the lethal dose of fentanyl? Can cops force you to do a lie detector test? If someone is poisoned, what does it go down on in the death certificate? Why are you asking that? Because it matters with life insurance.
Yeah.
Luxury prisons for the rich in America. Last one. Death certificate says pending. Will life insurance still pay? First of all, I just want to say Corey, during the entire trial, was silent. She never spoke.
Smart.
She denied her her opportunity to take the stand.
Smart.
She was still and she was robotic and she was unemotional the entire time. The only time you saw her make any kind of emotional move is when they convicted her of four charges and she dropped her head and sort of like hard blinked. But the truth comes out, they were $4 million in debt. I don't even know
how.
Well, I guess, does that mean the house? Does that mean you're up? $4 million in debt. But the question that really made me go, I showed a little compassion for her is, luxury prisons for the rich in America. There's a part of me that's like, oh, she's already planning to go to prison. Is this money for her kids? Like, is there a part of her that's like, knows she's going to get caught, but that money can go to them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to like, look, bitch, you get,
okay.
Can I tell you that they didn't even deliberate? The jury literally went into the room.
I don't think we need to. Yeah, let's just vote.
They were trying to figure out how to compartmentalize each felony.
Right.
Because they had fraud, they had second degree aggravated, they had first degree, and they were like, you're guilty on all of them. But I do believe in the jury system. I do. I believe in our justice system for the most part when it comes to a jury selection, having been there. And these people, they took no time. They literally went out and they were like, we're back.
Yeah. Well, the one question that pinged with me and I couldn't figure out why was, I don't know why I assumed that they did not have a lot of money, but that she Googled luxury prisons for the wealthy. Now it makes more sense if they were I think you have to have a lot of money in order to get that in debt because you can't get loans.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
No,
they must have owned businesses or something.
Yes. I just think they were in trouble. And I mean, but to go from.
And he must have been a dick too, right? Well,
I don't know. But where do you go in your head that you're like, the solution to this problem is that I murder my husband where no one would guess it's me. Only 99% of people would. You would have to be, this is what I'm saying. You'd have to be prepared for that light to shine on you.
I have so many questions about, like,
because. I don't know, I should say, I don't know enough about the case. I did a deep dive of research, but there's a lot that I don't know either. And she was just convicted.
I think my questions may not have an answer unless she does a book someday, because did she blame him for the debt? Like, I don't understand, like, it's one thing, I think, to like be in debt and desperate to get out of it. I think it's a whole other thing to go, the best way to do this is to off the person I love.
Clearly,
you don't love them anymore then or something.
Also, the fact that she's like, I'm going to publish a children's book. How chilling is it that you go from literally putting 5 tabs of fentanyl in a Moscow mule, watch him drink it, watch him. There's like footage of her having like her Oscar worthy moment. I'm like, I kind of believe her. And then she writes a book about grief. I mean, this is going to be a movie.
I mean,
it's gotta be.
She must have felt pretty guilty. She's like, wow, I didn't know the kids would take this. I didn't know the kids liked him that much. Wow.
He's not that great. Mm. What if that's the whole book? Like, he was never that great to begin with.
I knew
the truth about your dad.
I knew you liked him best.
Yeah. What gives?
Yeah.
I'm here. He's not.
Wow.
I mean, we know how hard it is to publish a children's book. The fact that she had it illustrated, had it written.
Sounds like she had a lot of money. What was the insurance policy worth? Do we know?
I think it was $1.3 million.
Well, shit, she's not even out of debt yet. What,
girl? I'm saying, bitch, get it together.
Man. You ruined.
I'm not saying orchestrate your murders better, but
I mean, you ruin your kids' lives.
You ruin everybody's lives and the parents. And we're making not jokes, but kind of. But like, it was heartbreaking to see the family of him.
Oh God,
like,
yeah. Sorry, I said, was he a dick?
Look, we're
okay?
All gonna.
We don't know.
You're all
gonna,
like.
I just don't know why you would want to kill your husband. What? Get it together, bitch. And listen, the only way to palate cleanse from this darkness is a really hot, hot flash.
Let's make it about what makes us really tick as women. Recipes and hot guys.
Yeah. Let's get into this because we love this brand.
My laundry has never smelled so good or looked so good. And I was running out recently of laundry sauce, which are these detergent pods. And I was running out and my son wanted me to use one on his laundry. And I was like, absolutely not.
I'm using
that's
it on mine. Yeah.
That's mine. But I just got some more.
It doesn't smell like soap. It smells like a high end like cologne or perfume or something, but not like over the top.
No.
I'm telling you, if I do not wash my blankets in laundry sauce, I don't want them.
No, they smell. It literally smells like I chose the right guy to marry. You know what I mean? Your laundry shouldn't smell like the bathroom cleaner. And that's why I like laundry sauce. These premium scented laundry pods don't just wash your clothes. They elevate them. And instead of the basic detergent smell, your clothes come off with a luxurious, fine fragrance that sticks around. And let me tell you something. It does.
It really does.
Because I will wear like, you know, I don't wash my clothes every single time I wear them. But I love when I put on one of my collared shirts and it smells like laundry sauce. What's up? I also wash my husband's clothes in laundry sauce.
Can I say, too, they make it very easy because they come in these little pre-measured, like, pods.
Pods, you,
so
you throw
just
them in.
Throw them in. So,
so easy.
We are obsessed with it. Laundry sauce isn't just about premium laundry pods. It's a full upgrade for your laundry routine. With their fabric conditioner, scent booster, dryer sheets, and fabric fresher spray, you'll have everything you need to transform your laundry experience from basic to extraordinary. And maybe the best part about laundry sauce, they offer a full money-back guarantee. But don't worry, you're not going to need that because you're going to fall in love with it like we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't get better smelling, cleaner laundry, you get a full refund. No questions asked.
For a limited time only, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code IMOMSOHARD at LaundrySauce.com. That's 20% off your order at LaundrySauce.com with promo code IMOMSOHARD. After your purchase, they'll ask you, where did you hear about them? Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to make Laundry Day the best day of the week.
This is not a recipe. Well, this is a recipe for my hoo-ha,
for my pants, hopefully.
I'll tell you right now. I accidentally found this guy on Instagram.
Oh, no. Here we go. She's going to take 45 minutes to find it.
Nope, I got it. Okay. This guy is a very good-looking comedian. Okay, I'm going to show you this. Look at this video of him being a...
Are you guys hiring? Awesome. Used to be a lot stronger. Now I have a snatched waist and a massive heart. Nothing more, but a lot less. You know why I'd be a good fit here? I never forgive, but I always forget. Barely even felt that.
What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
So attractive.
He's so hot. Okay, you guys.
This, if I'm in a bar with this guy when I'm 20,
you are
single,
going home with him.
I'm French kissing in the bar, and I do not care.
I will fight you for that
guy,
too.
We both will kiss him and be like, it doesn't matter.
Okay, he is absolutely Evan Mulrooney. He's a comedian, the working man's Henry Cavill. Am I saying that right?
Henry Cavill, yeah.
Cavill, okay. He is...
He is not Henry Cavill. God bless him.
No.
But he is not. But he doesn't have to be because he's funny.
He does these dumb... He's a very well-built gentleman who does a lot of...
He's got muscles, you guys. And he's wearing shorty shorts and a tank top.
It's delightful.
Yeah.
It is so delightful. You got to go follow him on Instagram. It's Rundog, first of his name, whatever that is, on Instagram. And you can, speaking of crime of passion, you could look at this.
It would
this.
Be a crime if you didn't look at his passion.
Look at his arms.
Ooh,
I mean, that's...
Jolie.
Yeah.
I kind of like him when he's trying...
He's acting like a dumb dude. He's not a dumb dude, you guys.
Okay, but this is that dumb thing where it's like a hot guy acting like a dumb guy that ends up being hotter guy.
I know.
I'm dead.
I'm
just...
Hide your daughters, everybody.
This is me in court.
Or hide your sons, everybody.
Yep. Yeah. This is me on Oprah. Have you seen him in shorts? I mean, I had a couple rum and cokes and...
Hello.
And
I have not introduced my husband to him because I think I would lose him to this gentleman.
Yeah, I just want to know more about him.
Chris has never agreed with a hot flash of mine more. He's on the beach in work boots. Stop it.
Hot and funny, my 28-year-old self is
melts.
Activated.
Yes, 100%.
But I can tell you this. I'm very in love with my husband. He pisses me off and we argue.
Yeah.
But like when I see that guy, I think of the same act outs that my husband does that we, it's not role playing really. It's more
like. I don't want to hear. You do this football coach.
No,
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear.
Yeah. Football coach is really fun. That was from early on.
It's not. She doesn't do cheerleader.
No, I'm the football coach and he's the football player. And I always go in when he's in the shower. I'm disgusting. It doesn't matter. It's
everybody
it's
getting
it's,
showered
it's
in
college
here.
Football. It's college football. Okay. I'm like, you didn't bring your A game. And then I'm like, I'll get in the shower with you. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But then the other one
and
is...
And the trainer. You have a sore muscle I can rub?
No, the other one is I do like kind of hammied girl in a shitty bar against the wall. And I give him like the look. And he does... Like, we're going to like hit on each other. So we're like bar rats. We're disgusting. I don't know what... I'm not trying to flaunt it. I never play a CEO. Let's put it that way.
Let's pretend we're
at a Coldplay concert. No, I'm always like... Where there's a jukebox and a pool table, you drive long. You're a longshoreman, and I'm a girl with a tank top.
My husband and I are like, let's go to Home Depot, pretend we need a new fridge and that we can afford it, and then we just go home and bang it out while we talk about our new Frigidaire.
Hey, whatever gets you rolling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we just podcast?
Pioneer.